Belinda Audio and Canongate Books present this unabridged recording of
Crossroads, In Search of the Moments That Changed Music, by Mark Radcliffe, read for you by the author. That's me. For Bella, in sickness and in health. Introduction. For me, 2018 was an eventful year. I turned 60. My dad died. So did my faithful companion Toto, the Cocker Spaniel. Big changes were forced on me at work. And to top it all, I was diagnosed with cancer of the tongue and throat, from which, mercifully, I'm in remission. Some good stuff happened too, of course. I had a great 60th birthday in Uzes. One of my daughters got engaged. Another got into her first choice university, and the third did brilliantly well in her GCSEs. Nice one, girls. Another highlight was a trip to the USA with two old friends who'd also reached the same significant birthday. During this trip, I found myself standing at a famous crossroads, which I'll tell you about in chapter one. It felt like a serendipitous place to be, as I was already experiencing something of a crossroads year myself, and it called to mind something someone had once said to me. Years ago, when making a programme about the incendiary and hugely influential Canvey Island rhythm and blues band Dr. Feelgood, I talked to the veteran music journalist Charles Shaw Murray about the group. He opined that they had found themselves at a crossroads in British music where a lot of interesting things fed in and a lot of equally interesting things, not least punk, headed out. That idea had always stayed with me. And as I found myself at a turning point, both literally and metaphorically, I got to thinking about how many musicians had reached crossroads moments of their own where everything changed for them personally, but more crucially, how these events reverberated beyond the personal, shifting the course of music and influencing generations of artists to come. With this in mind, I've interpreted the concept of the crossroads in several different ways. There are intersections of cultural movements, times when artists experienced a major change in their own lives, where society's mores took a sudden lurch, or where a seemingly random turn in musical experimentation created something almost by accident, which would come to be seen as a key moment in the development of popular music. So in this book, I've charted a course through some of those moments, although I should say that I don't consider what's contained here to be a definitive list. You might well think of plenty of others as you read it. It's not intended to be a textbook. Everything here is true as far as I've been reasonably able to check, but I haven't got bogged down in historical detail. Rather, I wanted to take the bones of each story and understand the feelings and emotions that resulted in the creation of records which, when released, changed things forever. And perhaps, in some way, better to understand the crossroads that I found myself at last year. Mark Radcliffe. Not an actual crossroads, but in a cul-de-sac in Cheshire, on Halloween 2018.